From their new album, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for De La.
Go!
You've got things to bring to the table.
Yes.
What, like gravy boat?
Have we started?
Sprouts. Yeah, it's on.
So my name's Justin Whitehouse, and I'm here to stand in for Nods. I'm slightly disappointed that no one can see the fact that I've worn a tracksuit because I've come literally off the bench.
Oh, I see. I wonder what that vibe was.
Yeah. Have I got the microphone the right way around here?
I mean, it sounds fine, but I always...
Dot facing me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's not the beeb now.
How's that? That's a bit better, isn't it?
That's well better, yeah.
That's well better. So, yeah, I'm standing in for the bearded genius. That
Nos.
Is
Nos. Nose. Runny nose. Runny Nos. Because every time there's a podcast, he runs the other way.
Yeah, he is the Edison Cavani of the podcast world.
Well, you know...
He's got skills, but there's going to be... You've got to allow that, you know, 10% of the days of the game is going to be out.
Well, you know we call him Edison Cavani on this podcast because he snips everything out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's another pointer to why he is, in fact, El Matador.
He will he will be editing this out, won't he?
No, because what's mad is... Because I shame him on every pod.
Yeah.
And people were like, hashtag Nos is a pussy went round a bit. And I think he leaves it in out of spite now.
I brought some stuff with me because we were together last night and we did a little bit of a trivia game, didn't we?
Yeah.
So
we were talking about football trivia and how good it is.
Yeah.
And how it brings people together in green rooms.
Yeah, I love football trivia. Do you know who's the king of football trivia?
No.
Ivo Graham.
Is he?
Yeah, he's amazing on it. He's amazing on it. Like, I've texted him before on Christmas Day with a bit of football trivia, and he's left the dinner table.
Well, you got out the cracker.
No, he's left the dinner table. So we were talking to you today, and it was the first question I asked was to you. You need to name footballers with the same initials. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the one to start off with is André Arshavin. AA.
I've got another AA.
And you go BB. So what I've got, I've done a spin on this now. So there aren't players with QQ. We know that. That's not going to be happening and everything else. So what I've done is instead of just going name Premier League players.
Right.
I'm going to, you're going to pick the letter.
Yeah.
And then I'll give you a clue as to when they played, when they made their Premier League debut.
Oh, so you've actually done.
Yeah, I've done work.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So give me two letters and you see if you can get it.
DD.
Right, don't give me the ones you know.
Well, there's two.
1992, 1993.
Well, that's Dion Dublin.
Dion Dublin, yeah.
But it could have been Didier Drogba if you'd have said 2004 to...
Didier Drogba does sound like the start of Saturday Night, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Didier Drogba?
All right, I'll give you one here. GG.
Yeah.
GG.
Yeah.
Gugu.
Gugu.
Yeah. 2008, 2009, Blackburn Rovers.
Ooh. I don't know. See, this the trouble with this is because I really want to do well, I want to think about it now, and it doesn't make a good podcast, me thinking.
All right, well, I'll just give it to you then. Gael Givet.
Oh, Gael Givet.
Givet, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we'll do it on a short leash if I don't know.
All right, okay, well, let's leave that one. That's a good one to play.
Yeah.
Okay. But here is a brilliant...
Give me a hard one now, and then I'll ponder it and see if I can get it by the end of the podcast. I know you've pulled your face because I said, give me a hard one now. That's not what I was getting at. We're better than that on this pod.
Don't think that I... Dear listener, don't think that I did pull a face at that. I didn't even react to that. ZZ.
Right.
2006, 2007, Charlton Athletic.
Right, okay.
Mm. You're never going to get that. Got a great question for you. Great one.
Okay.
Five players. That have won the Premier League.
Yeah.
That first name start with R-O-B.
Like Rob?
Yeah, so they start with Rob.
Okay. Do I have to do that now?
Yeah, you can do this.
I can't, though.
Yeah, you can.
What I like about this is the listeners are playing at home. It's almost like you've been
first time I worked in radio.
It's almost like you've been on the radio.
Yeah. So you know this one. You can just work back. So the latest one played for Liverpool.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I genuinely can't. So
2019 to 2020.
First name.
Yeah. First name starts ROB. Liverpool player who's won the league, still playing there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rob.
I don't.
Rob.
Yeah, I just don't want to do it.
Roberto.
Yeah, cool. I just don't think I can do it enough, and I'll just sound like an idiot on this podcast thinking.
You know that one?
I don't.
Firmino.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, you do. All right, then. I'll ask for one more. I've done all the prep I've done. And
I know, but is there not any that's just one answer?
Yeah. What's the only team in football, 92 clubs,
yeah,
whose name starts with five consonants?
Five continents?
Consonants. There's an easy way of doing this.
Taking out all the vowels?
Yeah, take out all the vowels. Yeah.
Mm.
So if you're not going to use a vowel and using consonants, what do you invariably
use? Use a Y.
Yes.
So in my head, I was thinking Wickham.
But it's but almost. Not. You're getting there, though.
Plymouth?
No, it's got an O. Yeah, fifth one is O.
Oh, is it? The fifth one is an O.
Yeah.
Good
question, this, isn't it? It's not even a football question, really.
No,
it's an English language one. What have you got a degree in? Creative writing.
Communication studies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you want a clue?
No. I like getting these on my own time.
Mm.
I like being set it, and then I'll be like, all right.
We'll leave that just bubbling.
Yeah.
When your mind wanders during the recording of this podcast, just go, oh, yeah, it's...
That's what will happen.
Yeah, yeah. So we're recording this on Tuesday, the 14th.
Is it the 14th?
COVID has affected the Premier League fixtures.
Yeah, I'm not that bothered about it, to be honest.
Why?
Because, like, I don't like watching United play football, so I'm glad I don't have to watch them. And also, like, there's more... Omicron is running ragged around the country.
It's not, though, is it?
No. 200,000 people a day. Yeah. Infected, they've said.
My favourite thing is because it doubles every day. Well, that's the case. By the end of the week, we're all dead.
Yeah. We're all dead.
Because that's how maths works. We've done English. That's how maths works. My mates just phoned me, right? So I've got loads of mates.
All right. You've just come on here to boast.
Yeah. I've got loads
of mates.
I've
done radio before.
Yeah.
I've got dead hard mates. Yeah. You're like Charlie Slough.
Wearing the glasses like him and a tracksuit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Justin Slough.
Yeah.
Mad ting.
Yeah. I mean, the ironic thing is I'm actually black and I sound like a white man. We were just talking to my mate Trevor before. It reminded me that somebody phoned up and complained about him at work, and he took the complaint. So somebody phoned up and went, yeah, mate, just thingy, right, what it is? Just been doing this thing and this guy been treated very badly by somebody on the phone. So, like, Trev's going, like, Trev knows his only immune answer is this phone. He's going, all right, who was it then? He went, well, he goes, he sounded like a black man.
Oh, my God.
And Trev went, sounded like a black man. He said, yeah, sounded like it. And he went, really? And he went, yeah, he goes, because it was me he spoke to. And he went, all right. And he goes, are you black? He went, yeah. Because do I sound like a black man? He went, no. He goes, but it is me. Anyway, we was going around in circles. So
it'd be funny if the guy just went, was it you? And he went, yeah. He was like, well, I was right then.
That's the thing, is that everyone sounds the same on the phone.
Oh, Noz has sent some stuff.
What to do?
Like, I've said, like, and he wants to know, he's got this, sent a quote from Watford's Emmanuel Dennis.
Christmassy. Nice to get a message from Emmanuel, isn't it, just before Christmas? Coming down from on high.
Emmanuel Denis. On why he no longer supports Arsenal. I used to be an Arsenal fan. I like Cesc Fabregas, but I'm no more an Arsenal fan. I was so much into Arsenal sometimes, I could cry when they lose. That wasn't good for me. So I was like, nah, I'm going to stick to myself and don't care much because it's not good for my health. It's just me and myself right now. So basically...
Watford player is saying he used to be an Arsenal fan.
Yeah, but I think it was just football in general. Like, he's realised that you shouldn't care that much about someone that doesn't care
back. Yeah, Yeah, I mean,
I think everyone, all football fans, get to that, or they should, about 20.
Mm.
Like when you're a kid, you love it, don't you? That's why, as a United fan, I'm not bothered, really. Or I won't be as bothered as some people if they never win anything again. Because I saw them win everything at a time when it's best to see them win stuff, when you could go at school and have bragging rights and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't go to the games, I think that's the best time.
School.
Yeah. I mean, if you go and you're there when they witness it, that's different. But if you're an adult who doesn't go, winning, like, getting all the success when you're, like, 15 is well better.
Well, I've been a United fan. I'm slightly older than you. And my youth, we used to win cups and come second and stuff like that. So that was always all right. I mean, I was always happy with that, me. I was kind of satisfied with winning the FA Cup.
It's different now, though, isn't it?
But yeah, but then the first time we won the league...
There's no magic of the FA Cup anymore.
The first time we won the league, it was amazing. The second time was great, and the doubles and that stuff. But then it got to a point where, you know...
I nearly got my head chopped off, you know, when United...
Chopped off?
Yeah, when United won the league. First time. Because they won the league. Villa beat someone, or someone beat Villa.
Oldham.
Right, so that was a Sunday afternoon, I think.
Yeah.
And we was all at my nan's.
Yeah.
And my dad picked me up and threw me in the air, and it was one of them fucking fans on the lights, and it literally nearly chopped me swede off.
Wouldn't chop your head off.
Well, it wouldn't have. What? No.
You live in Chester. You don't live in Indiana Jones land.
Indiana Jones land. Yeah. America.
Yeah. No, Egypt. Where the block goes back into the propeller, doesn't he?
Yeah, but that's not Indiana Jones land. That's
it is.
I think Indiana Jones land is literally a theme park in there. And you go and people don't know it, but it's just a pet shop.
It's really hard as well to get in.
That was a good joke.
Yeah,
that.
It was.
It's a good joke.
Yeah, the gift shop is terrible. You've got to like avoid spears. Pick anything up. If you're not going to buy it, you pick it up, and then the boulder starts coming down the road.
Oh, did you not get my joke about being a pet shop?
Yeah.
Why? What is it?
Don't know. The animals.
But Indiana's the dog.
What do you mean?
It's called Henry Jones. He's named Indiana after the dog. People don't know.
Which dog?
His dog when he was a kid.
Oh, I didn't know.
Sean Connery tells him that in The Last Crusade. The best one.
I'm not an Indiana Jones fan.
I like The Last Crusade. I think it's good.
I like the bit where the ghouls come out of the boxes.
I like that it's given me one of my favourite gags.
Which is?
When someone looks old and they're not. Say someone's 20 and they look like 35.
Yeah.
Say, oh, mate, you look like you drank from the wrong cup in Indiana Jones.
Yeah. No, I didn't really like it very much. I remember my granddad bought me the book of it.
Ooh.
The tie-in.
Surely the best thing about Indiana Jones is the special effects.
You know the Queen's Gambit?
Yeah.
So the Queen's Gambit, very popular television series.
Mm.
So they brought a board game tie-in. You can buy a Queen's Gambit chess.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
You could buy Queen's Gambit-themed chess.
Isn't it the oldest game ever?
Oh, is that not Mahjong?
Oh, maybe. But it's up there, isn't it? It's in the conversation.
It can't be the oldest game ever because it's got castles in it. Can only be as old as castles, can't it?
It can only be
as old as castles and horses. And organised religion and fiefdoms.
Yeah, but I don't think... It's obviously been adapted, though, because surely chess was an Indian game. And I don't
Chinese?
Chess?
Yeah.
I thought chess was Indian.
Chess, the musical, is set in Thailand. Bangkok, Oriental City.
Chess origin. Here we go.
We need a fact checker on this problem. Mm,
Persia.
Persia.
Oh, no. Early forms of chess originated in India around the 6th century AD.
Right. I was thinking about... I thought it was from China. Maybe... What's China come up with?
Hold on. The original chess was invented in China.
There you go. Old school. OG chess.
Oh, the OG chess.
Yeah, yeah. So that's because I'm a bit older than you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I only remember the second gen.
You only remember chess too.
I only remember the noise cancelling AirPods.
What was your favourite computer game when you were little?
How little? What are we saying?
What was your favourite computer game when you was in secondary school?
Resident Evil.
Oh my God.
One.
Right.
1995. The GOAT.
Yeah. Mine was...
Not the boat.
Jet Set Willy.
What's that? You have a jetpack on?
No, that's Jetpack.
Oh, right.
Jetpack was up there. I used to like a game on the Spectrum as well called Way of the Exploding Fist.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like a fighting game.
Can you say on the Spectrum now?
Yeah. On the Spectrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the game on the Spectrum, Mickey the Bricky, makes a lot of sense now.
What platform did you have when you was little?
I went from Nintendo to Sony after the SNES. So I had a NES.
SNES.
Then
Mega
I wanted...
Drive.
Well, no. Never.
Sega.
No, never. I've never had a Sega product. So I wanted an N64, but people will know that it was delayed to March and I wanted something for Christmas.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, I'm just going to get a PlayStation for Christmas. Because right. That was already out.
Right.
Never look back.
I got my first computer, which was a Spectrum 48K.
Right.
Got mine.
Wow, that's high def, that. It's only 4K now.
Yeah.
48K. 48K. Must have fucking out.
And we got it.
Seen the droplets of sweat.
And we're just plugging it in. It wouldn't work. We're checking everything. Just wouldn't get it working. Nothing works. There's no indication on the computer that it was on or off.
That's my biggest hate in life.
What?
And nothing frustrates me more. Is when something doesn't work and it should, and there's no reason why it shouldn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, like when you're trying to set up, like, I don't know, like a fucking smart bulb.
Yeah.
And you're doing everything it tells you and it's still not working.
Yeah, yeah. So, this thing had happened. It was a heat sink that had gone in it.
Right.
So, it tripped out and it had failed, the power thing. But we had to take it back. And do you ever watch League of Gentlemen?
Never.
Ah, right. Oh, so this anecdote's just
what's weird
off.
Is I have watched The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which is like a terrible film. Sean Connery's last.
So Sean Connery's getting two mentions on the pod this week.
Mm.
Counting them royalties,
I know,
estate
yeah.
of Sir Sean.
Sure, Sean.
Anyway, we took it back to it. We got it from Video Vault in Glossop, which is where...
You had to go across border to get it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Across county lines?
No, it's where my dad used to work in Glossop. He used to work for Union Carbide. He was responsible for the Bhopal chemical disaster.
Oh.
But he wasn't. He worked in Glossop.
Right. Where's Bhopal?
India. Where they invented chess.
We're back. We've had a little, you won't know, we had a little break.
Yeah.
Nozzle edit that out. Imagine if he didn't. Like, he only edits stuff that should stay in.
So imagine he presented the cuts instead of...
Yeah, like, no, like...
The off-cuts instead of the cuts.
Like, no, like, he just edited all the good stuff out, but left the stuff he should edit out in. Like, the opposite of what he should be doing.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe you could sell on a Patreon.
Oh,
people do that, don't they, all the time? Patreon. Is there a Patreon for this?
There's not, no. There might be, though. Need to make that bread, innit? Do you not agree?
I wouldn't see a piece of it, would I? So,
yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
I got your coffee.
I know. I do a little thing on Talk Sport every Sunday.
Oh, guess the attendance.
Yeah.
Didn't it win an award?
Yeah, their programme won an award.
Oh, I thought it was the feature.
No. So they're always like, so Max Rushton's always going to me, we need to give you a bit of money for this. Like, and I always use the phrase, I wouldn't do it if you paid me.
Right, why?
Which is different than, I wouldn't do it if you paid me.
Oh, I see.
I wouldn't do it if you paid me. That's a bit like when people say, I put it on Twitter yesterday just because it's, you know, I put something on Twitter for like an idea for something in my Edinburgh show, but I don't think it's going to work. But
you're going to Edinburgh?
Yeah. Tell me something I don't know.
Right.
It's better than, tell me something I don't know.
Oh, like, so it's the inflection.
Tell me something. I don't know.
That sounds like, well, that could be two things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
or
yeah.
Three things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
We do have a little feature on here, speaking of features.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called, what's the best goal you've ever seen live? Now, obviously, last week, I don't know if you heard it. I don't know.
Yeah,
if you,
yeah, I did, yeah. Best or greatest.
The difference between boats and goats.
Yeah.
And so this is the boat that
the
I
best
want.
Best goal of all time.
No, the best goal you've seen live.
So in terms of technicalities and all that.
Like just the best goal. Like arguably.
Rooney.
Which one?
Overhead kick.
Oh, were you there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the best goal you've seen live. Yeah,
definitely. Because it was at the end where we sit.
Yeah.
It was like a dismal, rainy day. And it came from nowhere as well.
Came from Nanny.
Yeah. And you just went, what? No. Yeah. Delayed reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that's good. That's a good one, that.
That's a real, that was the best one. Yeah.
The best goal I might have seen at Old Trafford might have been Antonio Valencia's against Everton. We were there for that.
Yeah.
When it came across the box and he just pammed
it
in.
Back. Yeah. It back across where it was.
Top bins is.
Yeah, it went across him and then he knocked it back the same way, but
I'm sure there's a better one, but I can't. I've seen a Beckham free kick.
Yeah.
Against Sunderland. That was a good one.
I was there at that end for the Ronaldo free kick against Portsmouth.
Oh, that's better than Rooney's, I think. Oh, I don't know.
At that moment, though, on telly that is. On telly it is. That is the all boats.
What's the all boats?
On reflection.
Right.
Best of all time. Because at the time, it just looked like a free kick. You don't appreciate the bend and everything else.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being stood behind the goal in Marseille when Carlos scored that free kick.
Well, there was someone who stood behind the goal and he flinched.
Because he thought he was going to hit him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not behind the goal, sorry. He was like to the ball boy.
Flinch.
Goes like that. And then it just fucking went.
That's the noise it made.
Such a good goal, that.
Yeah. But, with a whole load of luck attached to it.
What, like?
A whole load of luck attached to that goal. Because you can't plan to get it that far out wide and then come back in.
That's exactly what he...
No, he meant...
Oh, is this my reverse Bergkamp moment?
Yes. Yeah, I think it was a lucky goal.
No, but see, the reason it's not a reverse Bergkamp moment is you can say it's lucky, but you can't say that he didn't mean it.
No.
Because if you say he didn't mean it, then he meant to miss.
Yeah. A feature you should do on this show as well, not just the goats and the boats. You should do the O-Rats. The O-Rats.
What's that?
The overrated of all time.
Oh, mate. Who's the most overrated player of all time?
No, the most overrated goal of all time.
Yeah, but who's the most overrated player of all time while we're here? Fuck it.
Jordan Henderson.
Is he overrated? You're just trying to stir the pot, look here.
Yeah. The most overrated player of all time. Mate, there's a big shout for Gascoigne. Big shout for him.
Speak on it, son.
Yeah, because, I mean, he was a good player, but the way he's eulogised now and he's talked of, you know, he's almost exalted, isn't he? And actually, show us your medals, son. I'm a big fan of that, me.
What, get your medals out?
Yeah, get your medals out. Get your medals out, Cara. You know what I mean?
Interestingly, I'm not, because I was a bit young, but it is an interesting question is like, because sometimes we do like what if moments on this podcast, like sliding doors moments.
Yeah.
So what if Gazza doesn't miss that final?
Is he, yeah.
I don't think he's eulogised as much as he, because then if Gazza doesn't miss that final, listen, his outlasting memory other than the Scotland goal, because before then this happened, would be when he injured himself trying to injure someone else.
Exactly. And also, yeah. Oh, right, that's what you got. I thought you meant he missed the final because it was the semi-final. You mean the World Cup final?
Yeah, he would have missed the World Cup final. Sorry.
I thought you meant the FA Cup final.
No. Yeah, if he hadn't cried...
Yeah, he would. Yeah, if England had gone on to win the World Cup, he might not be as venerated.
Right.
He might have been a World Cup winner, but not venerated the same.
That's mad.
Yeah.
So arguably, his career benefited more from him crying and losing than winning.
No, I don't think his career benefited from it more. But
well, his legend.
His legend, but I don't think that means anything to him because I think he would rather have had a better career.
Do you know who I think's overrated?
Tell me.
Lampard. Scored a lot of deflected goals from outside the box. I've said it on this podcast before. I genuinely don't think Lampard has any right to be in that Scholes-Gerrard Lampard conversation.
No. Unbelievable that Scholes didn't get as many games as he should have got for England because of Lampard.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the problem is that, like, I'm a United fan and, you know, I often see things through red-tinted glasses, I admit to that. But, I've just got cramp in the bottom of my foot. Ah! That's because I'm wearing a flat shoe. I don't often wear a flat shoe.
Do you not?
No. I've only worn flat shoes.
Do you normally wear platforms?
I normally wear a bit of a, you know, a higher platform. I'm wearing these vegan Sambas.
Oh, no.
Because the last time I wore this tracksuit, you mocked me for not wearing Adidas trainers.
Oh, yeah, because that is a weird one, that.
Why are you saying, oh, no, because I'm wearing vegans?
Because they're vegan Sambas. Yeah. And that sounds like that is actually a meal at the Indian restaurant.
It is.
Yeah.
Can I have a vegan Samba? Eat me vegan Sambas.
I reckon eating a vegan Samba wouldn't be too different to eating that vegan Samba.
With your nan. Could you imagine your nan having a vegan Samba in vegan Sambas with a nan? With Pat Rice.
Declan and Declan Rice.
Declan and Pat, two Rice.
And your Uncle Ben.
Yeah. Who's your perfect midfield for West Ham? Well, you've got to pick Rice first. So you need Rice and three.
I love that there was was it Nottingham Forest that had Curry and Rice in the same team?
Yeah.
It's like one
Leeds,
of the...
Leeds, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I liked it when company signed for Man City. They said if he played fullback and they signed somebody called Aykroyd, they could say two's company, three's Aykroyd.
That's really good.
Yeah.
My favourite was in the 1998 World Cup, Norway played Morocco.
Yeah.
And Dan Egan played for Norway and Youssef Chippo played for Morocco, so there was a picture of them both going for a header and it said Egg and Cheapo.
Did it? Have you made that up?
Genuinely did.
I like that.
I think not only that, but Big Ron called it as well.
Did he?
Before they muted him. Yeah.
before he
was gonna say something terrible about Norwegians.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, overrated. Like we'll go with that. I'm gonna ring Charlie Baker now.
Are you reading on Bluetooth?
Yeah, and he's going to tell us the best goal he's seen live.
Mm-hmm. I've got beef with Charlie Baker.
Well, you can air it.
Yeah.
On air.
Speak it.
Yo.
Hi, Charlie. It's Danny McLaughlin from...
Hi, Danny. How are you?
You're on Della Goal, which is a podcast I do with Nuruddin Chowdhury, a.k.a. Bearded Genius, who's not here today, but we have got someone you also know. It's Justin Morehouse.
Oh, I love Justin Morehouse.
Hi,
mate. I'm regretting answering the phone with yo.
I know, I was going to.
Yeah, you thought it was more of a DDP vibe, a Dan Daniel podcast vibe.
And now I've answered yo, and now I'm sort of expecting that you think I'm going to answer the phone yo whenever anyone rings.
Oh, you better. basically, on this podcast, we do a feature...
Before we do that, can I just say something to him?
Yeah, if you want.
You're a big Torquay fan, aren't you, Charlie?
I'm the biggest Torquay fan, yeah.
Yeah. You played Stockport, which is the closest team to me.
Thrashed them.
You didn't thrash them. You beat them 2-1.
Thrashed them 2-1.
But you know what? You know what was interesting about
all.
What was interesting about the game is that it was all done and dusted at half time. It was 2-1. The Torquay scored in added on time in the first half. And then nothing in the second half. That's one of the most disappointing football experiences, isn't it?
Oh, when it's all done in the first... Especially when you're at the end where it's not happening.
It's all been done at that end, yeah.
Oh, that's grim.
How did you follow the game on Saturday, Charlie?
Not if you're a Torquay fan, no. Because it's never, ever done and dusted whatever the score at any point.
So it was one of those games as well where Collar for Stockport scored an own goal and a goal.
Jan Koller.
Yeah, he made
used
amends.
To be the Czech striker. Here's a question. That's an interesting, the comedians' derbies, like the Justin Morehouse, Charlie Baker derby, which is Stockport v Torquay.
Yeah, it's where you live, though. That'd be Stockport, Oxford for him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you see, so it's not right. And also, what I like is Justin explaining to me how the match went. Like, it's not the only thing I've got in my whole life that I follow minute by minute, do a podcast on Torquay United. And just absolutely follow them the whole time.
When was the last time you went?
Weymouth away.
Weymouth away.
10 days ago.
Wow. What's Weymouth Stadium called?
It's the Bob Lucas Stadium.
Bob Lucas Stadium.
Oh, mate. Me and Charlie have got, there's a guy close to our heart that we what's he called? Don Amott.
Don Amott. King of Caravans.
When we went to Burton Albion. Because me and Charlie, we don't do it so much now because we don't gig. But whenever we'd be gigging together, we'd go and watch local football in that area.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
We went to Burton Albion versus, was it Crawley?
Oh, we went to one v Crawley. We went to Chester v Vauxhall Motors.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah, where are Vauxhall Motors from?
Ellesmere Port.
Yeah, it's the old Ellesmere Port Vauxhall plant team, but they're not that anymore. It's not nothing to do with them anymore. Well, it's like the Met Police. The Met Police have a team, don't they?
What's the original name for Vauxhall Motors?
Oh, I don't know.
They're called Ellesmere Port, and then
maybe Ellesmere Port Town.
Then they got took over by Vauxhall Motors, and now what are they called now?
They're still called Vauxhall Motors, but.
They're not nothing to do with them anymore.
No,
like TNS in Wales, like Total Network Solutions in Wales, they're now called TNS, the New Saints, they're called now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love it when they have to make up an acronym retrospectively.
Yeah.
Like Rassenballen.
That's called a backronym.
A backronym.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that real? Have you just made that up, Justin? You are quick.
No, it is called thing. It's called a backronym. Because another one of them, the famous one, is Chicken Lettuce Under Bacon, which is the backronym club. For a club sandwich.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot. I tell you, we have to. You say Alex Collar, and you went for Jan Collar. Do you know Torquay have just signed?
Coca-Cola.
No, Joe Felix.
Joe Felix.
Joe Felix.
Oh, that's Pro Evolution Soccer, isn't it? Pro Evo Joe Felix.
And even better. He's 5'2".
Wow, Felix the cat might be that tall.
Do you know,
like a cheeky little mouse.
Have you been to United with me and Danny?
Yeah, Wolves.
Wolves. Remember that? When those blokes were sat in front of us, they were obviously Wolves fans.
Yeah.
And we were giving it all the way through. Championship, please.
Oh, yeah. It's just a shit town on the M6. And they were like, they wanted to turn around, but they couldn't because it would have baited them out.
Where was this?
I've forgotten about that.
Was this where them Welsh lads normally sit?
Yeah, they were in front.
Yeah.
Look at it. Well, championship pass. We were giving it all up. We worked out pretty early.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew that. We worked out pretty early when we saw the bootcut jeans.
And then at the end, they turned around, didn't they? Championship is it, mate?
Yeah.
Championship.
They're not Scouse, though.
No, where's that come from?
I can't do any accent. I can't do any voice. I can't do any impression.
You can do a good Cornish.
I can do Cornish. Yeah. I can't quite do it.
Well, I was going to talk to Charlie about something.
You had beef?
Not real beef. Just
he was always got beef with me, Justin. I'm only ever nice to him.
I haven't. I was in Stockport.
Oh, right. I'm trying to think of these other comedian derby. The Danny McLaughlin, Kai Humphries happened like last season or this season.
Did it?
Which is Chester v Blyth Spartans.
Yes.
Oh, belter.
So here's the feature we do, Charlie. It's called... What's the best goal you've seen
it's
live?
Goats or Boats.
No, it's not Goats or Boats. Goats or Boats is different, but it's the... What's the best goal? Not the goat goal. Not the greatest of all time.
The boat.
So the greatest of all time could obviously be a 1-0 win, like a scrappy goal in a 1-0 win that wins you the league.
Yeah, amazing.
But what's the best goal?
So you're saying from a visual point of
just
view, not
the
to do with
best.
Not to do with the match you were at.
No, it could be a Sunday league friendly.
Oh God, yeah, cool, yeah. Oh God, no, I think I mean, if I just tell you about the other ones just quickly. It's because end of last season, you probably saw it. If you look it up, we were in the playoff final to get back in the league. And beat Hartlepool. Having beaten Hartlepool 5-0 on the telly earlier in the season, and we were 10 points clear last Christmas of the whole division. Anyway, we slipped back through injury and ended up being in the playoff final v Hartlepool. They went 1-0 up, and it got to the 94th minute, and our keeper came up, and there's me going, get back, what are you doing, get back, 1-0 up. 1 minute to go of injury time, goes up for a header, heads it in. and one all took us to penalties. It was the most unbelievable moment of my life. Absolutely incredible. And then he saved two penalties and we still lost the penalty shootout.
Oh.
So pretty disappointing, lads. Pretty disappointing.
When you lose a penalty shootout, you could always... Think about losing the game on penalties. You could always go, it's not real.
Technically a draw.
It's a draw. It's a lottery, isn't it? It's a lottery. Then somebody goes, actually, no, because there's a lot of skill attached to taking penalties.
Oh, no. It was murder. And we had two goals disallowed. Two goals disallowed that we look back and they were both absolutely fine. So we do think.
If you'd been a better club, you could have had VAR helping you.
Ref was paid off.
Yeah, sure.
I can't think.
Who's your favourite team, Charlie, except Torquay?
Liverpool.
What?
Liverpool.
Just put a foul down.
I would have thought I was going to put money on United then, you know.
Why does he like Liverpool?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Liverpool. Always been Liverpool. Always been Liverpool. When you start supporting football as a kid, if you've always had big clubs to support, but if you support like Torquay United, when you first start out...
Charlie, can you stop speaking? Stop speaking. Can I just tell you now that I think less about you now than I did before this conversation. I'm really disappointed.
Well, why?
I'm not.
What did you expect me to say? Man United.
Everton.
Why would I say Man United?
Everton.
When I was 10, Man United were rubbish. It was Ron Atkinson days.
That's why I thought it might be Everton.
Do you know what I mean? No, so it was Liverpool. It was like the Ian Rush, Jim Beglin.
Jim Beglin. Where'd you go from Ian Rush to Jim Ronnie. Beglin?
Well, I can name you the whole team. Yeah. Mike Hooper.
I'm a United fan because of Ronnie Johnson.
John C.
Ronnie Whelan, Steve McMahon. Trying to remember them all now. Jan Mulby. All those, you know. John Walk. John Walk. Craig Johnston.
You're triggering me now.
That was a great team. This is Mark Lawrenson.
Oh, this is
Alan Hansen. Yeah. Bruce Robillard.
It's not pointless. No. Stop naming people.
We were fucking pointless when we played Liverpool.
What, so you don't know?
There's a Steve McMahon goal, actually.
Did you see it live?
I didn't know. I've seen it live.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
We've all seen every good goal.
Well, you haven't narrowed it
Jeff
down.
Jeff Hurst.
It's not niche enough. The question isn't niche enough.
He said, what's the greatest goal you've ever seen?
Yeah, but...
Live.
What? You didn't add live, did you?
I mean, I've just looked back from a WhatsApp message from 12:05 where I put, are you free for a tiny chat in the next half hour? What's the best goal you've seen live?
Oh, right, okay, I don't read things. I'm ill. What's with the C19?
Oh, have you got the C19?
I got the C19.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. PCR, 5 days into ISO.
Oh, I feel for you.
You had to cancel gigs.
You're laughing at me. You're laughing at me, and I'm here, you know, trying to make your podcast.
On your deathbed.
Have you had to cancel
on
gigs?
This could be it. This could be. You could have the final call here. It could be like crap's last tape, a bit of Beckett.
Is there any gigs that you can't do?
Well, I'm afraid Andy...
Jacobs.
Jacobs is doing them. Yeah. Right, live. Well, the trouble is, I find it difficult because the only real football I do go and watch loads of football, but the only real football I can remember ever going to watch is always Torquay United.
Yeah, tell us then.
Well, when we won the National League South, which is the only thing Torquay United had ever won, we've always been second or promoted like second or whatever that. But we won. We got relegated to the National League South, which felt like the worst thing ever to happen. And we were 13th for a while. And then we brought in Gary Johnson, who brought in a couple of players and started coaching us properly. And then we started beating everybody like 4-5-0. And it was amazing. And it was honestly the best season of anything I've ever been experienced of. And genuinely, it did not matter the level whatsoever. But we were toe-to-toe the whole season with Woking FC. And it went down to three games to play, and we had to play Woking at theirs. Woking Away was always the, it'll all be down to whoever wins Woking Away. And we were like 4 points ahead at that point, I think, something like that. Anyway.
I'm went Woking to Woking Away.
Away. What up was in my life? I'm Woking Away. He started it. And it was, it went 2-0 to them. It went 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, and then it went 3-1 to them. And it's then over. Our main player got injured, all sorts of stuff. Then they had a player sent off, and it went 3-2. 92nd minute, ball, long throw gets lobbed into the box. It gets headed out of the box, and our right back, Ben Winter, comes up outside
Winter
the box.
Winter is coming.
That's what
Winter is coming, exactly. That's it. Winter is coming. Bang! Smashes it through about 15 players in it. Crowd go mad.
Oh.
We all go mad. It's a brilliant goal. It's a brilliant moment. Incredible celebration. And we win the league. And absolutely brilliant.
That might be the boat and the goat then.
You know, later, if they'd have had a party to celebrate the promotion and they'd had a marquee with some music on and the goal scorer gets up, it could have been Winter of Disco Tent.
There we are. It was a winter wonderland. We were walking in a winter wonderland.
Wow. Great puns on offer from everyone there.
Anyone else got any winter?
No, everyone contributed.
Oh.
Thanks. We all had a go, didn't we? We all had a go.
Thanks for coming on, Charlie.
How's your tash, Charlie?
Thanks. Oh.
How's my tash?
Yeah.
Still there. Still got it. Loving it.
You're still wearing something yellow every day?
Not at the moment, no. That's gone. That's gone out the window.
Oh.
It's all gone out the window, mate. It's all gone out the window. Changing my life.
Really?
Yeah.
He's
always looking for something, Charlie, isn't he?
Love the goal.
Yeah, something yellow to wear.
Yeah.
Bit
of brightness. Love you lots, Charlie.
Love you both. Love you both.
Miss you.
Yeah, miss you too, man. I'll catch you soon.
See you soon, mate.
See you later.
Love. Bye-bye. Great head of hair, Charlie Baker.
Yeah, great guy.
He's got a great head of hair. Don't say great guy.
No, and funny guy. Not even great guy in a comedy sense.
He's got a great head of hair. Really good. Really good head of hair.
Great head of hair.
He'll never struggle with that. He'll have like, even when he goes grey, it'll be like Michael Douglas.
I don't think he's going to go grey.
I think he will go grey.
Well, he's like... He's as old now as people are when they start going grey, and there's not one. There's a comedian, I'm not going to tell you who he is on here, but I'll tell you after we press stop, who claims that he doesn't dye his hair, and I am 100% convinced he dyes his hair. Don't try and guess as well, because I don't want to bait him out. But
somebody we know?
Yeah, well, I can't believe Charlie Baker secretly supports Liverpool.
I didn't like that, to be honest with you.
It's funny, though.
Yeah, it's a funny thing about second teams, isn't it? Because I've got a few second teams.
Yeah, we chatted about it. Yeah. One of them was Malaga.
Got off them now.
Oh, right, okay. After the experience with the shit hot dog or whatever it was.
No, I've got off them because a couple of my mates, like the guy who lives in Malaga and one of the other lads, like they chat on the group we've got on WhatsApp, like, and John chats about Malaga like he's a proper fan. Like,
he's a Malaguista.
Like the Malaguistas, yeah.
Is that what they'd be called?
Yeah, I call them Malaguistas.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I just made that up.
Yeah. But anyway, no, but I like, I realised I like Hyde United more than I like Malaga.
Oh, yeah, you should, though.
I went to Hyde United a couple of weeks ago.
Still the scene of one of my favourite observations. But I think we mentioned it on air about the telly.
Yeah, telly, yeah, yeah. that same night, did we mention it on air when my mate went, last famous person we had in here was Liv Tyler.
Yeah, you mentioned it. It's funny.
Sorry.
No, what?
I'm running out of anecdotes.
No, but what is funny is that because it's Hyde, I thought it was going to go somewhere else. So.
Martin Tyler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. basically, Noz has just sent this. He wants us to talk about this because I still let
fucking
him.
Noz!
Let him put his hand in. He's working behind the scenes. Should we ring him?
Puppet master.
Should we see how he is?
Yeah.
Let's see
if there's anything actually wrong with him.
Let's try and catch him out. Ring him on from school. See if he does the voice.
You should FaceTime people to get a clearer signal. Still sounds bad though, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah, hello.
Oh, yeah, we're just ringing you on the podcast to see if you are actually ill.
Oh, shall I put on a voice?
No, we were just ringing to see if there was any, like...
On the Nozcast.
...music in the background and stuff.
What's wrong with you?
What, good? I've just got a horrible head cold. It's nothing corona.
No. Put a hat on if your head's cold.
What? Genuinely, mate, this is show business. Head cold don't stop man doing podcast.
What's the illest you've been on stage?
I've had to go off stage to defecate and then get back on.
To be fair, I carried Justin round Edinburgh when he did a whole fringe with no hip.
Yeah. And I've got a head cold. Does not cut it with me, Chowdhury.
What? Were you going round? Were you going around Edinburgh in like a wheelchair?
But almost, I was getting taxis everywhere.
Yeah, honestly. I felt like...
Was it like Little Britain?
Are you laughing? Yeah. Mate, are you mocking the disabled here?
No.
Mate.
See, even if he is, he'll edit it out.
Exactly. You'll edit this out. And if you edit this out, Chowdhury.
You sound like one of them, like, racist teachers from the 70s. Chowdhury!
Do you know... Can I ask a question? Seriously, just think about this now. So you're Chowdhury with a U?
Yeah.
Is that the same as the Chowdhury with the W?
Well, there's so many people who make it so complicated. Like, some have, like, a hate, like a second H, like Chowdhury. Like, it's Chowdhury, just end it there. Like, all these W's and H's.
But is it an anglicised version of what language would your name come in originally?
Sorry, what is this coming? Does this come in Punjabi?
Is it coming Punjabi or Gujarati? Farsi.
Justin, you, the word Punjabi in your accent just sounds like proper racist for some reason. Bloody Punjabis.
Oh my God. Genuinely. I said, my God, then, not your God. This is twice on the pod that you've done me down like this.
The funny
You're
thing
mocking
is about
me for the way that I sound.
Oh, that's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
Learn the bloody language. Yeah. The thing with second names, like surnames, is it wasn't really a thing in like India, Pakistan. Like you didn't have a natural surname. So
did you just call? Did you have a new company, a country then? India, Pakistan, was that? Derry, Londonderry. So what I'm saying is Paul Chowdhury, he's Indian, isn't he?
Yeah.
So are they the Chowdhurys of India related to the Chowdhurys of Pakistan?
No, because this is what I'm saying. Like we didn't have surnames. So Chowdhury was more about sort of, Chowdhury means chief. And it was more often chief than not.
That sounds racist.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. Fair enough.
So you had chiefs and Indians.
I'm good. That's definitely getting edited out.
Why?
Too many chiefs.
Yeah.
Too many Chowdhurys, not enough Indians. So the thing is, when people came over here, like, they had to almost invent a surname. So it would be like, what your sort of tribe is, or sometimes people would have their first names become their second names.
Right.
Ah.
Right.
So, yeah.
What does your first name mean?
It means light of the faith.
Light of the face. Nice.
Faith. Yeah. Faith or face?
Face.
Faith, not face. Faith.
Light of the faith chief.
Yeah. That's literally
keep
what
light of the faith.
Sounds like a horse. What is your running at YouTube?
Mine is my name is God. God is my judge, son of Lachlan.
Is it?
Yeah.
That sounds impressive. What about you, Justin?
Arrived quite quickly.
In the nick of time.
Yeah.
lots of abodes.
I don't know what my name means, actually. I've never looked it up.
Oh, well.
It's a massive...
Morehouse has got to be a building, hasn't it?
Well, we'll get to that in a second. It means righteous.
Righteous.
Ooh. Justin is a masculine given name of Latin origin. It's the anglicised form of the Latin given name Justinius, a derivative of justus, meaning just, fair, or righteous. born by various early saints, notably a second century Christian apologist, like that, and a, and a boy martyr of the third century. Now, Morehouse, Morehouse is not my given name. I changed my name by deed poll.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow.
Because my mum remarried. My mum married a Morehouse, and we took our stepfather's name. So you think my name's quite, it's quite Yorkshire, isn't it, Morehouse? It's a right northern name, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when I tell you what my actual...
Can I guess?
You know, don't you?
Vias Boas.
No. I had a more northern name than Morehouse.
Tint Whistle.
No. It's more northern than that.
Argyle.
Clegg.
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 Justin Clegg.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know that... My aforementioned bad hip. When I was little, I used to wear like leg irons. So I was called, I was these, call me Peg Leg Clegg.
do you mean like Tom Hanks? If you like Tom Hanks in
the terminal? Oh.
No, I mean like Justin in the 1970s when people bullied him. That's what I mean like. When my mum used to leave me outside shops, strangers would try and put money in my head. I had one leg straight on a leg iron, and I had one on a rocker.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like calipers. Yeah, I had them.
It sounds like one of those. Do you know those pets that the hind legs don't work? They have wheels.
Right here, mate.
That's why, because Noz is on the phone. I know. He's getting brave. I
know. Ringing me from his boudoir while his mum brings him chicken soup. By the way, I've got, genuinely, I've got up early, driven over to Chester, helped Danny do some chores to come and do this pod, because you've got a cold.
How did the gig go yesterday, by the way?
Oh, I'll tell you about it off air. The crowd didn't do their bit early on.
The crowd did they not?
The crowd had a head cold, mate. What I mean was,
I saw a picture.
But at least they turned up.
I saw a picture where you look very smart in your Adidas top, I think, Justin.
That's what he's wearing now.
Wearing now, mate. Wearing nice. Really tracky. Because I've come off the bench for you. I didn't even have time to take my trackie off. I was just doing a few stretches linguistically.
It's appreciated.
Yeah.
It's appreciated.
You are the most disappointing thing to come out of Cheetham Hill since Mason Williams.
Who's that?
Not Mason Williams.
Brandon Williams.
Yeah.
Brandon Williams?
Yeah. From Harper Hay.
Is he from here?
Harper Hay, Cheetham Hill. Yeah. It's all the same.
Harper Hay's not Cheetham Hill.
It's all the same around here, isn't it? They're all the same, aren't they?
Punjabi.
Harper Hay, Punjabi.
They're all the bloody same.
He's from your neck of the woods. Isn't he, Bernard Manning? He's from your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I remember his name. Is his club still actually standing?
Yeah.
Right.
And his son,
he's not a club
his son owns Radcliffe Borough.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'm sure we used to see his car. I think it was quite a distinctive car.
LAF 1 and BJM 1 were two different number plates.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, lovely to speak to you. We've got a podcast.
Yeah, you too.
I'll give you a shout later when I transfer this file.
All right, mate.
See you in a bit.
See ya, bye.
See ya, bye.
Bye.
That was Noz there on the phone. Sound shit, though, so we won't be doing this podcast over the phone. Right, I think we're
done.
Sort of done, yeah?
Yeah.
So,
can we get back to the question?
Oh, fuck. I forgot about it. Is it in the 92 clubs?
Yeah.
So it's...
We're getting to the stage now where we can't throw this away. We've got to do it now. We've got to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to give you a clue.
Right.
Premier League.
Okay.
One in 20 chance.
Look at you with your 1994 flex.
In the Premiership.
Your Carling Premiership.
People still say that, don't they? Mm. Premiership.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's
the only team whose name starts with five consonants.
and it's in the Premier League, and there's a Y in it.
Got to be a Y in it, hasn't there?
Yeah. Oh, can't think.
Okay, so you can play. I'll give you the first letter.
Go on then.
C.
Nah. Crystal Palace. I know it's Crystal Palace, but like in my head.
Yeah.
That's sort of a trick question, isn't it?
Why?
Because it's, well, yeah, I suppose it is a place. But those London clubs are just a myth, isn't it? Because they all should just be called London Town, London City, London FC.
Do you want another five players
Sporting
that have won?
Sporting London.
Won Premier Leagues with the names Rob.
No, because I like that question. I'd like to do it when I can actually think about it instead of doing a podcast.
There's one that you won't get.
I won't get it?
Yeah.
Who is it?
There's one that you won't get. I'm not going to tell you.
All right. One's Rob Green.
It's not.
Well, didn't he win the league with Chelsea as a third goalkeeper?
No.
Okay.
Not according to my sources. I've got another question as well. Which three players have been capped for England whilst representing five different Premier League clubs? So they've been at five different clubs and played for England. So they played for England and five different ones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Amazing.
A lot of keepers.
One keeper, only three players.
Scott Carson.
I thought he was going to get it then. No.
Scott Parker.
Yeah. Charlton, Chelsea, Fulham. Newcastle, West Ham, Tottenham.
Oh, right. Well, that's a good question, that.
Yeah. One keeper's obvious.
Is it?
Yeah. What's the keeper that's played in the Premier League?
Paul
loads?
Robinson.
No, for England. Played in England for loads. Played in England, but played for loads of clubs.
Ben Foster.
No.
He has, though. That might be worth checking your source there.
He's not. He hasn't. Ben Foster's played for United.
Watford.
And that's about it. He's not played for England as much, many times as you think, either.
Joe Hart?
No. Close, though.
I don't know.
David James.
Oh, yeah, of course. David James.
Yeah, Liverpool, Villa, West Ham, City, and Portsmouth. Next one has played for Leicester, Liverpool, Birmingham, Wigan and Villa.
Leicester, Liverpool. That's Emil Heskey.
Yeah. That's the end of that.
Who's the other one?
You got it. Oh, no, you didn't get it, did you?
No, there was...
He did. Scott Parker.
Oh, so you said there was five.
Three. Played for five clubs.
Ah, right. Good question.
Good question. And you could work on the Rob one for the next time I'm on the pod.
Yes.
Or you can text me later in the middle of the night. Just remember what it is.
I will.
Yeah,
I will.
So you got the first one.
Roberto Firmino.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby.
Firmino.
Hey, Bobby. Stevie, Bobby.
So, what? Since when was Sly Stallone the Liverpool manager?
That's what Jurgen Klopp sounds like. Stevie, Bobby.
Who's who used to be Liverpool's sub-keeper? Adrian! We'll leave it on that. Thanks for coming on, Justin. Who saving the pod?
Who of Liverpool never played in the German league?
Oh, I don't know.
St. Pauli.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you all.
Where can the listeners know who you are? They're probably here because of you.
Where can they find me? Got my own podcast, drops every Tuesday.
Drops, mate. You're so young at heart.
Young at
heart. Is it fire? Do you drop fire every Tuesday?
Yeah, well, I've got a little firebox now I'm getting. Got a little thing I'm going to drop into my podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is right. Oh, yeah, you can do all that now.
Yeah, yeah. But I've got the stat. I'm just going to use the ones that you get when you buy it.
It's all good.
So, like, harp music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You haven't got Jay-Z on yours?
No. No, I've got
Damn Daniel.
I didn't even know that was Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he say Damn Daniel?
Because it's just a lyric in a song.
Is it?
So FBI keep bringing the all-white vans through.
I've got my podcast comes out, drops every Tuesday. This week has got Jimmy Carr on it, Kevin Bridges.
And who else?
Danny McLaughlin.
Oh, what a guy.
What a guy.
It's all good. Appreciate y'all, though.
And we've got... gigs coming up in... When does this podcast come out?
Thursday.
So you can see me at Marsden Mechanics.
Where's Marsden?
It's just over the hill from Saddleworth. It's like the first town of Yorkshire.
Right. I thought that was...
It's at Mechanics Institute.
Where's that gig that Rob did and it was like...
Upper Thong.
No. It was like on the M62. I did it with you. And it was like... It was a pub, but at the back it was like a long... He didn't run it for long.
It had a beautiful view.
Yes.
That was in the fleecing in Barker's Land.
Yeah, Bark Island.
Bark Island, yeah, yeah.
That must be pretty close to the border.
No, that's quite far in that. It's quite far in. So, you know, Saddleworth, you go over the top from there and you drop down and then it's like the next town.
Ah, interesting.
I do like those towns that cling to the Pennine Hills. Right, they're all very
going,
similar.
We're going.
Why?
Because we can have this chat. This is geography chat. Because the football people don't listen for this.
We should do a geography podcast.
Yeah. Well, we've got a new idea for...
Where's My Home Is At?
Oh, that's good. We'll do that after we do our other one that we're going to do and make loads of money on.
We could do Contour de France.
Right, we're going. See you later. Thanks again. Keep liking. Keep... Stop it.
Oxbow Lakes and other stuff. That's what they call it.
Bye.
And that's a magic number.